Welcome to the Mix Coach Podcast, episode 27. Today we're going to talk about mixing volumes. We're going to talk about the new season of the Mix Coach Podcast. And there's an old familiar voice back on the podcast today that I think you'll recognize.
Welcome to the Mix Coach Podcast, the podcast dedicated to making your next recording your best recording.
Hey, welcome back to the Mix Coach Podcast. This is episode, as we said in the intro, 27. And I'm back with my friend John Wright here. John's helped me through the last couple of years. And we, John and I, were sitting talking again. And I was like, hey, why don't we do some more podcasts? So that's what we're doing today. So, hey, welcome back, John. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me. And I mean, I love doing the podcast. It's always a fun time. So,
well, we were just sitting here discussing how we're going to present this. This is kind of like, it's almost like season two.
It's like podcast season two, Mixed Coach Podcast.
So. Well, it's been a couple of weeks since the last podcast, mm-hmm. and you know I've been working on some stuff for Mixed Coach and some cool stuff that's going to hopefully come out pretty soon. So this would be it's just kind of a good breaking point and call this season two because we're going to try to do a few more episodes here and. One of the things I wanted to mention is that this podcast really is just you and I talking.
Yeah.
And what's always in the back of my mind is if John has a question to ask me or we're discussing something that we're both like equally using a certain plugin or a certain technique, surely there's something we're talking about that could help somebody else or if not enlighten, maybe encourage you to go out and find out for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the thing that always strikes me is whenever we talk, whenever we chat about a lot of this stuff, it's always like, well, man, if only if only you could hang out with if only I could hang out with people that mix and that do all these things all the time. It's one of those things that you learn so much from each other and you kind of bounce off ideas off of each other and say, well, do you do this? I kind of do this too. I mean, and so just giving the listeners of the Mixed Coach Podcast access to those conversations and those types of idea scenarios. Right. It would just really help your mixing and your technique a lot. So
I always learn a lot from listening to two other people talk about a subject and I start to put things together. So one of the things in this season, what I'd like to do is to encourage guys out there listening to come back to the website, come back to mixcoach.com and be active on the comments because, I think John's going to become, I'm about to just put you on the spot. I hope that John helps me to answer some questions in the comment section. That's one thing I love when I see somebody's commented on the website, and I'm always real adamant about answering back and leaving not just a thanks response, but hey, thanks, or something like that. Yeah. But honestly, engaging in conversation, because one of the things I love about this podcast is because it puts me in my element. Mm-hmm. I can sit and talk about or specifically talk to people. I love talking to people. I love conversation. And it feels like banging out on your keyboard, banging out a blog post. It seems one-sided. Mm-hmm. Even with the comment section, sometimes it feels like, it's a one-sided conversation. Mm-hmm. So a conversation is just a natural element for me. So anyway, that's probably enough of us talking about the season two,
exactly.
But whatever. We probably should get to the main content here.
On this first one, I was just wanted to talk, address something that we've, there's been a lot of great discussion on the blog, on mixcoach.com, about how loud you should monitor, while mixing,
right.
Speaker volume, that sort of thing. So Kevin, how loud do you mix?
Well, this is a good thing. I've already written a blog post about this, and it's in the show notes. It'll be down there. You can search it out or whatever, but I put three, things in there that. At least the reasons I mix at a lower volumes. Mm-hmm. You ask specifically what volumes. I usually mix really, really low. Mm-hmm. I usually mix so low that a casual conversation like this volume right here would completely make me not be able to hear. Mm-hmm. Because when you mix low, your room doesn't come into play as much. Mm-hmm. Most people, unless you've got tons of money to invest in the shape of your room, which is real expensive, because you're talking about 2x4s and wood and sheetrock and treatments and all that kind of stuff. you're talking about a lot of money. So most of us guys, myself included, the room that I work in most of the time is a retrofitted basement, really. I mean, so when you mix at low volumes, the shape of your room doesn't come into play as much. And the way the shape of your room completely goes away is if you mix on headphones, and I do that too. So I usually mix at a low volume, very low volume, like I said, so that a conversation would interrupt it. The reason I do that is because the shape of the room doesn't come into play as much, and everything sounds good loud, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're
in the physics of sound, even, like as things get louder, frequencies kind of even out, you know, just, and so the louder it gets, you know, the more of everything you can hear, you can just hear everything clearer.
Right.
And so, I mean, you're 100% right.
You know, this would be a good, I know that there is a scientific term for how louder is better, and I can't remember it right now. So this would be a great chance to ask guys who are listening to this podcast right now, come to the website and remind me what the name of that is, because honestly, I cannot think of it. And I know it's a, I just thought of it, but it's the boop, 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 boop. So anyway, come back to the website, drop it in the comments, and let's see how much you're paying attention. And if you've already answered the question, you'll get the answer to the podcast there. Hey, what do you think about that?
I like that a lot. I like that idea a lot.
But yeah, everything sounds good. Everything sounds good loud. When you listen at a low volume, you really get a good feel for how your bass is sitting in the mix, because one of the things that's obvious about loud mixes is the bass seems to be louder. When you mix at a low volume, the bass is not as loud. So you get more of a true sense of balance when you're at a low volume. Plus, and a third thing, and I tell you, just to be completely honest with you, I have been mixing probably, you know, I hate to say this because it makes me sound old, but probably 20 years now I've been mixing.
But you were mixing by the age of 3. So
exactly. I was actually mixing in my mother's womb. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I've been mixing quite a while, and I have never mixed really loud. There's been some sessions, some days, possibly even a week, where I maybe was mixing or recording vocals on monitors or that didn't really suit my ears, and that literally hurt my ears, and my ears would start to compress, and you know, like I'd been at a loud concert all day. Not pleasant, but there have been days like that. But for the most part, I've never listened really loud, because I had some really good mentors early on that told me, you know, don't mix loud. But the bottom line is this. I have a condition right now called tinnitus. I used to call it tinnitus, but it makes me sound like I'm from the South or something. I guess that's how I was always taught to say it, but it's called tinnitus.
I was always taught to say it too, so.
Yeah, I think doctors, every time I say tinnitus, the doctor says tinnitus. So it's a condition called, you know, it causes ringing of your ears. So I don't really look at that as a downside. I look at it as a, like a filter I have to listen through to make sure that, you know, I have to make sure that everything is really well balanced. And I can't afford to listen really loud, because my ears, you know, will start to ring even more. So, and I know a lot of great musicians who have tinnitus and who have ringing of the ears. So if you're young, and I know there's a lot of young guys out there listening to this podcast, if you're a young guy, take my word for it. Don't listen loud, especially for long periods of time, because you may, it may sound good to you and your client at the time, but in the long run, if you want to do this and you love it like I do, and you want to do it for the long term, you really need to protect your ears. Another couple of things, when you're cutting your grass, even, you know, that is extended. That's extended time on your ears that you're wearing your, I mean, it's like you could be causing a problem. Another thing, when you're flying planes, whether it's commercial flight or you're a private pilot, wear protection on your ears. And when I look back, you know, some, you know, I've been a little bit irresponsible, I guess, but you know, everybody is, but, you know, protect your ears. And one of the things is, you know, mix at lower volumes. And I think you asked me a while ago, I don't know if you've asked me the official question, but when do you listen to it loud?
When do you crank it up? I mean, if ever you crank it up, when is that?
I probably listen to a mix one time. And that's not even a whole pass. That's like mm-hmm. a chorus mm-hmm. where the big part is, you know, where everything is all in. And I may listen to it loud, and I don't know how many dB it is. I don't have a dB meter.
Yeah.
It's probably around 70, 75, something like that. Mm-hmm. Not very loud. And it depends on how soon I'm finished, what time of the day I'm finishing my song, because my wife usually will send me the complaining text that she's upstairs and trying to sleep or... Yeah. Trying to, you know, watch a show or something like that. But I usually listen to a song that I mix one time loud.
Nice.
And most of the time when I do that, I'll take full advantage of it, and I'll go to another part of the room away from the speaker to where if your room does have a bass, like a bass buildup in a certain corner, then I'll go to that corner and make sure that it's, like, not
building
breaking,
up there.
Yeah, not breaking glass when... Yeah. You know, if I listen to another reference mix, it's make sure that it's doing the same thing to that part of the room that the reference mix is doing.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
So, I mean, that's so mixing at low volumes. I know that there has been a lot of comments on the website about this, and this is just kind of a continuation of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So go to the website, check it out, and post your comments. And if you want to answer Kevin's question from earlier, you can totally do that too. That'll be great. And
the question again is, there is a scientific term, mm-hmm. and if it's the right answer, I'm thinking, and honestly, I'm not 100% sure of this, so I want you guys to help me answer. But there is a phenomenon known where something that's louder sounds better.
Sounds better, or, yeah.
Yeah, the more EQ curve actually changes.
Yeah, it actually changes.
Given the volume of it. So go to mixcoach.com. This is episode 27. Check that out and answer your questions below. And I want to thank you guys for everything you guys have done for me. One of the best ways that you could possibly learn something mm-hmm. is by helping to teach it. So I encourage you guys to do what I do. You don't have to know everything about a subject to be able to enlighten someone else or encourage someone. So I want to thank you guys for kind of putting me in a position to actually talk about the things that I do know. So and thank you for your comments in advance.
For a free download of Kevin's video called 5 Things Every Great Mixer Knows, head over to mixcoach.com/freetips.